Hello everyone and welcome to this edition of Top 5 here on Press TV. The 72-hour truce between Israel and Hamas has entered its third day in the Gaza Strip as Palestinian and Israeli officials held indirect talks in Cairo. Reports say the negotiations have been difficult and grueling. The talks are being held at the headquarters of Egypt's General Intelligence, where Egyptian mediators shuttle between the Israeli and Palestinian negotiators. According to Israeli side, no progress has been made so far and the gaps are still very wide. The contentious subject is the issue of Israel's blockade of Gaza. Hamas wants a 7-year siege lifted, but Tel Aviv says it will only take the measure if Hamas disarms. And the condition has been rejected by Palestinian resistance groups. Meanwhile, Israel's Minister of Military Affairs has warned that Israel's offensive against Gaza will be resumed on Wednesday night if the two sides are unable to reach an agreement. Well, the Palestinian foreign minister says that an investigation by a commission appointed by the UN Human Rights Council will prove that Israel committed war crimes during its offensive in Gaza. Riyad al-Maliki said the Palestinians are confident that the commission is going to do everything to demonstrate that Israel has committed war crimes and crimes against humanity in its attacks on Palestinian people in Gaza. He said the Palestinians are going to cooperate with members of the commission when they arrive in Palestine. Maliki added that Israel will probably not allow the investigators to enter the West Bank and they will have to seek alternatives so that the commission can carry out its mission. The commission was set up last month after the UN Human Rights Council adopted a Palestinian-drafted resolution over U.S. opposition. Let's put this into perspective and go to Los Angeles and talk to William Cook, professor with the University of Laverne. Welcome, sir. Professor Cook, first of all, regarding war crimes, what is the likelihood that Palestine could bring Israel to the ICC, given that Palestine is not an ICC member?
Well, the first thing they have to do, of course, is to convince the UN Human Rights Council that they have a right to present as a member. They're, after all, a member state of the Arab League, and they're recognized as a nation internationally. So the question is, can they get to the actual active committee in the UN that can pursue the actions that they would like to take place? The difficulty, of course, is that Israel fears that very action, which is why it feared having Hamas sign an agreement with Fatah. They do not wish to have any interference with the impunity that they have been able to acquire over almost, 50-some years now, through the U.S. veto. And that makes it easy for them simply to avoid any kind of international law or have to confront their actions against the international court, criminal court. So I think that with the introduction by Hamas and Fatah as Palestinian member state to the UN, this could produce outstanding results. And if you would want me to continue on that, I have, frankly, in listening to what Vahani has said about the Gaza situation and his point of bringing the non-aligned nations to agree to submit on behalf of Gaza the action that there is criminal activity taking place there, that this would be a further opening where the world body then, not the United States by a single no, would be able to control events or at least push the events into the world lap so that the people of the world who are in the streets defending Gaza would have a say in this, and the U.S. Would be brought along with Israel and whatever they wish to hope to get from bringing Hamas before the international courts for actions on whether or not they have disobeyed, defied the United Nations charters and rules of regulation in the international legal scene.
And of course, we know that the United States has given its full-fledged support for Israel in these offensives, and many offensives indeed. Just how much has Israel become a liability for the United States?
You can't calculate how much of a liability this has become. And I would offer to you, for example, the most recent vote by the Senate of the United States and the House of Representatives of the United States on support of Israel's invasion of Gaza. And it was 100% in both legislative bodies. They are purportedly deliberative bodies that question and raise issues on the primary concerns of American security. But what we have learned as a result of going into Iraq and of going into Afghanistan is that the benefits to the United States are negative. They're not positive, and the world sees us in complicity with Israel as two rogue nations that are causing havoc in the world.
All right, we'll leave it there for the time. Many thanks to Professor William Cook from Los Angeles. Thanks for your time there, sir.